Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents
Grândola Vila Morena,
Picard Nation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André Andinês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesa.
Today, we're delving into the somber history of the Tarrafal Concentration Camp. Situated on the island of Santiago in Cape Verde, an island off the coast of Africa, approximately 3,000 kilometers away from mainland Portugal. This concentration camp was established in 1936 during the authoritarian Estado Novo regime under Salazar's dictatorship. This camp serves as a detention center for political prisoners, particularly those perceived as threats to the regime's stability. Life within the camp was characterized by harsh conditions and brutal treatment of inmates, leading to its notorious reputation as the camp of slow death. Prisoners endured forced labor, malnutrition, torture, and extreme isolation, resulting in innumerous deaths due to mistreatment, disease, and harsh living conditions. The camp housed a diverse array of political prisoners, including communists, anti-fascists, nationalists, and intellectuals opposed to the Salazar regime. Tragically, 37 political prisoners lost their lives in Tarrafal, with their bodies only repatriated to Portugal after the 1974 revolution and the subsequent closure of the camp. Despite international condemnation, the Tarrafal concentration camp remained operational until 1954, when it was officially shut down. However, it was reopened once again in 1961 and only permanently closed following the 1974 revolution. This dark period serves as a solemn reminder of the human toll of political oppression. During its first stage, spanning from 1936 to 1954, the Tarrafal concentration camp primarily housed Portuguese political prisoners who opposed the regime. Notable figures among these inmates included members of the Portuguese Communist Party, like Álvaro Cunhal, alongside other leftist activists. In its second stage, from 1961 to 1974, during the Portuguese colonial war, the camp transformed into a detention center for African nationalist leaders fighting for independence in Portugal's African colonies. Prominent inmates during this period included Amílcar Cabral, leader of the African Party for the Independence of Guinea and Cape Verde, as well as other nationalist leaders from Angola, Mozambique, and Guinea-Bissau. According to the findings of the Commission of the Black Book on the Fascist Regime, the prison records of some Tarrafal inmates were missing. Upon the examination of existing records, it became evident that many were never even tried, and others, despite being convicted, were not sentenced to exile. In 1944, among the 226 imprisoned individuals, 72 had not undergone trial, while 55 had already surpassed their imposed sentences. The grim atmosphere of the camp was encapsulated in the chilling reception given to political prisoners by Manuel dos Reis, who served as the camp's director for several years. "Whoever comes to Tarrafal comes to die." This stark statement underscores the dire conditions and the sense of hopelessness experienced by those confined within its walls. The Tarrafal concentration camp was infamous for its brutality, with violence and torture being widespread. Among its grim features was the frigideira, which can be translated as frying pan, a dreaded punishment inflicted upon the prisoners. The frigideira was essentially a small cramped prison cell erected at the center of a courtyard, deliberately devoid of any shelter or shade. Here, prisoners were subject to extreme temperatures, whether scorching heat or bone-chilling cold, as a means of torture and punishment. The harsh conditions inside the frigideira exacerbated the suffering and degradation experienced by the inmates. Imagine being confined in such a space, with no escape from the oppressive elements, feeling suffocated by the lack of space and relentless torture inflicted upon you. The Frigideira came to symbolize the ruthless cruelty of the camp's authorities and the relentless torment endured by its unfortunate occupants. Now, in the words of Pedro Soares, a survivor of the Tarrafal concentration camp, and I quote, "This prison is called Frying Pan. Light and air enter through three holes made in the heavy iron door and through a small rectangle open near the ceiling. During the day, the hot tropic sun warms the doors and walls of this small tomb. The air heats up inside. The heat becomes unbearable. The prisoners undress, but the heat continues to torture them. Sweat pours from their tired bodies. If there are too many, drops of water condense on the ceiling, and when they fall, far from being a relief, they are torture. At night, the mosquitoes come. From the mosquito bite comes fever. From fever comes death. It is not uncommon for prisoners to be taken away in their arms or supported." The Frigideira was just one of the ruthless tactics used by the regime to quash political dissent and instill fear in its prisoners. The closure of Tarrafal in 1974 coincided with the Carnation Revolution, a pivotal moment in Portuguese history marked by the overthrow of the authoritarian regime. The stark brutality of the camp of slow death, inspired by Nazi concentration camps, stands in stark contrast to the resilience of those who, fueled by their unwavering ideals, continued to resist. Today, Tarrafal serves as a somber memorial and museum, honoring the memory of its victims and preserving the legacy of this dark chapter in Portugal's history. Visiting the site is a chilling reminder of the atrocities committed and the enduring struggle for justice and freedom.
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye!